Hi, Daniel.
Hey, Kara, how's it going?
Good. I was calling you earlier on Torres. I saw we got approval, but I was confused because the deal's already in funding. How come another approval was generated?
So the terms are the exact same. That was sometimes they just do that when it's just a bit confusing. I get it. So I was actually just sending off an email to you to explain it. Are you at your desk? Like, could I talk you through a few things on this deal?
Yeah, I am at my desk.
So none of the terms are changing. We just had to add in a few other entities to the contract based off what the merchant told us.
Okay, so I need to get re-signed docs.
Yeah, so let me just explain to you, like, sort of what happened so you can just sort of relay it to the sales rep.
Uh-huh.
So we did that merchant interview with Carmen, the manager or whatever. And if you pull up the year-to-date balance sheet, for example, right, if you could just take a look at that and I can explain it to you pretty quick.
All right, give me one sec. Okay. I have it up.
Got it. So the sort of overall story behind it was, like, we got on the phone with Carmen. We asked her about a few of these different entities. And she told us that, like, the merchant commingles funds between the two, right? Sometimes, like, if they're short on payroll or one entity, they'll transfer it over to another entity. So we saw these funds. Once she sort of like outlined as being transferred between the banks. If you scroll down to the second page there, you see the long-term liabilities, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, the first one there, it says, due from Torres to PHC. Okay. We had questions about what the PHC entity was, for example. And that's one of the entities that we added to the contract. It's another entity that the merchant owns. And so we added Torres. PHC stands for primary home care, right? So we added that entity, Torres Primary Home Care, to the contract because Carmen told us, like, they do transfer funds between the entities and there's an overlap between them. So we added some additional entities to the contract based off that information from the merchant interview.
Okie dokie. I will let the rep know he needs to get contracts re-signed.
Yeah. Does that make sense, though?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's why we added in the additional entities just based off that merchant interview. It's just a few pages that we need re-signed, but alternatively, like, we could send it out electronically if you guys want to do that. That might be easier just to get them back quicker from the merchant. But up to you. You know how to send electronic contracts, right? Or Grantos and Amy, I think.
I don't know if I know how. Is it in your portal?
Yeah, in the portal. And I think that Grant and Amy know how to send them out as well. But if not, if you want to go that route of sending them, it would just be probably faster for the merchant. Maybe we could do that if the rep wants to.
What pages? You just need pages 1, 2, and disbursement letter?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Daniel.
All right. No problem. Let me know if you got any other questions, Cara, all right?
Will do.
Thanks. Bye-bye.